Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Douglas wrote to us, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, it's time for me to get back to my brother Jay. Can you help?"
All right.
He'd be great for a phone tap because he's really nice, but he can lose his cool pretty quickly if you push him. What do you think?
All right, so we kind of brainstormed with Douglas, and William Hassenpepper is a train enthusiast, and really, Jay's going to play a role in making sure William's model train is perfect.
Okay, great. This is going to be awesome. I'm sure he's going to keep his cool.
Here's your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, yes, I'm looking for the person who lives at 1020 Avenue.
Yes, that's me. Who is this?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's William Hassenpepper. You must be Jay. How are you?
I'm fine. Sorry, what's this about?
I assume you're not at home. Is that right?
No, I'm working. Why?
Okay, well, I did knock on your door, and there was no answer.
Oh, back up now. Who is this, and how did you get my number?
Sorry, again, William Hassenpepper, and it was in the county records. I downloaded plot maps of your neighborhood, and each homeowner was listed with their phone number.
Look, I'm a little concerned that you have so much information about me.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about, Jay. Let me explain. I'm a model train enthusiast.
Okay.
Right, and I have a huge model train set in my basement, and it's all set up to look like Louisville. And I'm working on the Crescent Hill neighborhood right now.
Hey, could you get to the point?
Right, so I came here to your street to take some measurements so I can build a replica of your house for my basement.
Oh my gosh.
You're at my house now.
Yes, but as I said, I did knock on your door, but when no one answered, I just started taking measurements in the backyard. Hope you don't mind.
Wait a minute, buddy. There's a fence around my backyard.
Right, not a very secure one, I might say. I was able to just let myself in.
You do not have permission to be in my yard.
Whoa. Hang on, Jay. I'm only in your yard so that I can take measurements of your house and your windows. That way I can build an exact reproduction of your house, which, by the way, is lovely.
Okay, I'm trying to keep my cool here. You need to get out of my yard, okay? And I mean now.
Oh, by the way, nice deck. You have a great view from up here. But I didn't see the deck on the county plot map. Did you get a permit for this?
I'm warning you, man. God. Get off of my property.
Whoa. This is all in the interest of historical accuracy, Jay. I'll just take some measurements and be on my way. I just really just need to measure these upstairs windows, and that's all. I mean, I did bring my own ladder, so I'm not going to borrow yours.
You want me to call the cops? Because I'm ready to call the cops right now.
That seems a bit harsh.
You get out of there, or I'm on my way over then. Fine, and I'll call the cops, and I'll tell them that there's a train nerd on my private property.
Oh, that's just hurtful, Jay. I'm not a train nerd. I'm a model train enthusiast.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be a kick-your-ass enthusiast when I get over there.
Jay, I'm looking in your window, and it looks like you still have your Christmas tree up. Are you okay?
All right, that's it.
Jay.
What?
I just want you to know that my model train city has miniatures of almost every building around here. I have churches, city halls, little stores, little houses. I even have a little tiny radio station.
I don't care.
Well, you should, Jay. Because you're on that little tiny radio station right now, 99.7 JX. This is a phone tap.
Wait, what?
Jay, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 JX. Say hi, Kelly. Hi. Douglas had the idea that we should mess with you a little bit this morning. So hi.
Oh, serious?
Well, you do know that we're not really in your house, right?
Well done. All right, well done, guys. Well done. I gotta figure out a way to get Douglas back.
Oh, he was ready to have my head.
Oh, I thought he could reach through the phone and just wring your neck. He was mad.
Best of intentions, though, you know?
You have really. Your Christmas tree up. Are you okay?
You all right? And there you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.